20-something years. But he finally decided to get married, and he got a wonderful, wonderful bride, good Christian young lady, and I had a part of it. I was the little Cupid with the arrows. At least I was told that anyway. I think that one of the things that really, I believe God still speaks to his children. And it doesn't matter where we are, what we're doing. It's like the Spirit says, it's not your time. It's not what you're necessarily doing. But I just got to say something to you. And I want to speak to you, and I want you to listen to me. And that's really kind of the premise of this, where this message came from. Realignment to wholeness. A few months ago, I was very, very ill in my body. I was in excruciating pain. I couldn't get relief. I had been suffering for about 3 weeks. In fact, during that time, my wife, Jerry, had a stroke. Many of you prayed for her, and God restored her. Can we just say praise the Lord, God restored her? And, during that time, it just seemed like it hit both of us. A physical attack, but it was a spiritual attack. We knew it came from Satan. We began to pray, and God touched her, and then God touched me. A different way he touched me. I had made my mind up I'd never go to a chiropractor. I never would do that. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to work through this. I'm a man. I'm going to tough it out. And I found out you can't tough it out. It was, I couldn't use my arm. I was in pain, couldn't sleep. But during this treatment, when I finally decided I need help, I went to Dr. Burns, a great chiropractor, and he said, your body is out of alignment. Your body, you have discs in your neck that are pressing against one another, causing nerve pain. The only way we can help you is to get you realigned. The only way we can take away this pain that you're feeling is to realign you. So we're going to stretch your neck, get space in between your discs. We're going to work with you, and we're going to move you and realign you. And so I remember that as I was hearing him say that, he put his hands on me. How many of you know God can touch you anywhere by anyone? When he put his hands on me, I felt the Holy Ghost. And he said, I am realigning you. It didn't touch me just for my physical. It impacted my physical, but something in my spirit leaped to say, he's realigning some things in my life. And then he said, I want to realign some things in the church. We're out of alignment. We don't know what wholeness is anymore. We have not experienced healing like we should be. And we need realignment. And I begin to say, God, I don't know what you're doing, but you do it. You do whatever you want to do in me. You touch me. You align me in the way that you want me to be. And I will do everything that I can to protect that. You know, we need to understand that God wants to realign us to make us whole. God's benefits make us complete. With anybody in this room, if you don't want, you got to be one of those that you can't be one of those that says, I don't need a blessing. I don't need the benefits of God. I need to know that you desire the blessings of God and the benefits of God. Is there anybody in this house that says, I want the benefits of God. I want the blessings of God. I want the wholeness in my body and in my spirit. I need wholeness now in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalms 103, 2 and 3. David says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Let's pray. Father, I feel your Holy Ghost in this house today. I know that your word is going to come forth to touch lives that are hungry and thirsty and needy today. Their spirits are yearning. They have come with anticipation. Father, I pray that everything that they need, everything that you desire to pour into them in this moment, Lord God, you will do. By your mighty name we pray and we desire. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen and amen. Isn't the Lord good today? Can we just give him more praise about who he is and who he wants to do? You know, one of the things that I spoke to over our congregation in Pittsburgh, Texas, and this came to my mind. I began to look at the congregation and think in my spirit about this and the context of this. I wonder who in the midst of us is saved. I wonder who is in the place where they are going to be able to be the recipients. See, it starts with salvation. You know that, don't you? We have to eradicate the sin that's in our life to reap the benefits of God. The only way you're going to get alignment in your and made whole in your in you and who you are and who God created you to be, it's going to come from that place of salvation. It begins there. And so I believe that maybe is forgotten and maybe it's not preached enough in our pulpits. You know, to most Christians, salvation means the gift of eternal life through receiving Christ and repenting of sins. In Ephesians 2 and 5, it says, even when we were dead in sins, you hear that? We were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. They're coming up and being a recipient of removal of iniquities and disease comes from salvation. How many of you know this is the day of salvation? There needs to be a preaching from the pulpit that the thing that gets us out of alignment is sin. Whether you're seeking God for the first time or you're a seasoned Christian and you've allowed this world and the sin of this world to creep into your life, it's time to get realigned. It's time to realign things in your life so that you can be the recipient of wholeness. God doesn't want us to be out of position. He doesn't want us to operate in a crippled state. He wants to heal us. He wants to make us whole. He wants to do the things that he wants to do in us and make us whole that we can be a testimony to those in this world that desperately need God. The word saved in the New Testament, it has a much broader meaning. The Greek word saved is used 57 times in the English translation of the Bible. And all, in all but five references, it is the same Greek word, sozo. Today, our faith needs to move from a head knowledge to a knowing. In my youth, when they preached on hell, you felt the flames. Heaven, you heard angels sing. Salvation, you could see Jesus dying on the cross, shedding his blood for our sins, and being resurrected on the third day. You could see it. Your whole spirit was enlightened to it. It was aligned to it. You were no longer what you used to be. You had a different mentality of who God is and is going to be in your life. And we need that again in the church of the living God. It's not a head knowledge. It's not what man says. It's what God says. It's what God wants to do in your life. We need to be realigned to what he is wanting to operate and do in your life. And I have found out a preacher can get out of alignment. Oh, yes, he can. In fact, today, you know, I heard something, and when I heard it, it challenged me, and it burdened me. Do you know right now, in a time when we desperately need a voice in the pulpit, preachers are walking away from their calling. Now, you can slice it, dice it, and put it any way you want it, but the reason why they're walking away is because they are misaligned. They're not in alignment. And you can be a preacher and have sin in your life because you know to do right, and when you do it not, it's sin to you. We need to get off our high horse. I need you to help me out. I said, we need to get off our high horse. The preacher in the pulpit needs God in his life and realignment in his life as much as the people in the pew. Come on, somebody. Man of God needs to be seeking the face of God and repenting of the sin that tries to enter into his life and get pure before God and holy before God. When he walks into the pulpit, the anointing of God is on him so strong, he preaches the word of God like he needs to preach the word. Oh, hallelujah. Not with intimidation or worry, but things begin to change, move. I believe we have got used to our crippled state. We walk around in the church crippled. We can't get things together. We can't get our programs together. We can't get people to show up to church. We can't disciple people because we're walking in misalignment. And let me just tell you what God wants to do. God wants to give you an adjustment. He wants to lay his hands on you. He wants to move things around. Here's some things pop. Woo! Come on, somebody. I told Jerry, I said, you know, honey, you liked all that stuff. That. I said, I don't know about that. She said, it feels good when it. I said, what? I don't know. Some people get so stuck, they don't even know what good feels like anymore. Come on, somebody. They just got used to doing this. Now, I'm not making fun of anybody. Please don't misunderstand me this morning. They're walking. They need that sudden adjustment. Oh, I never with this. Brandon, it was crazy. He said, now, relax. I said, okay. He's got me in a vulnerable state. He's got me laid on the table, and he's got my head. He says, relax. And I said, okay. I said, Jesus, help me. And that thing like a gun going off. I thought, well, the first thing was shock, Brother Robert. Woo, uh-oh. He just broke my neck. Then I, woo, that felt good. Yeah, that felt good. And then he said, I got by that, and he said, let's do the other side. I said, what? Let's do the other side. So he did it again, and I tell you what, when I went in, I wasn't feeling too good. But when I walked out that door that morning, I tell you what, I was standing up. I was moving my head around. I was saying, glory to God. Oh, if people would just come to church and say, I just need for God to get a hold of me and do something mighty in my life. And when he does that, hallelujah, it'll change everything. It'll realign you. Get you back to that place that you need to be. Oh, somebody ought to shout and give the Lord a praise in this house. I felt that not only, listen to me, my treatments are over, but he said, preacher, it's miraculous how treatment, your prayer, he's a Christian man, has touched you. You're well. You got motion, range of motion in your neck. There's no pain. You're able to do the things you need to do. You're in no pain.
But he said, listen, don't stop coming. There's some people, I don't know why I'm going here, but can I just go here? There's people in the church, they're out of alignment, and they're trying to get by. They don't even think about the church. Oh, come on, somebody. They don't think about the word in their life. They just kind of say, well, it's just going to be this way. I just need to get used to it. When all they need is to get to the place where they can get realigned by the word of God that this man preached. Oh, I'm telling you, right now we need to understand some things. God wants us to be realigned to receive wholeness, because that's what's lacking in the body. You know, sozo means to save, deliver, protect. I like the part that it says, and heal. I like that. I want you to be healed. But more importantly, I want you to be saved. Anybody in this house that's unsaved this morning, you need to be saved. You need to come to a place of repentance. Find God. Get your life realigned to the knowledge of God. And be a child of God, so that he can work in your life. Make the adjustments that need to happen in your life. We don't talk about it anymore. We don't want to offend anybody. Let me tell you something. Sometimes it takes drastic measures to bring about the healing that I'm talking about. We need to protect one another. We need to see deliverance in our house again. And let me just tell you, Christians need deliverance. In fact, I'm going to blow your mind. Everybody in this room needs deliverance. My weakness is different than your weakness, but you need deliverance from your and realignment from your weakness. If you're not careful, it'll affect you. It'll do to you what is contrary to what God is trying to do in your life and bring wholeness into your life. He wants you to receive deliverance. He wants to protect you from harm. He wants to heal you. In fact, I will tell you, it says Strong's Concordance. Salvation is a, listen to this, get this in your spirit. It is a complete work of making a person whole, spirit, soul, and body. How many times do you see people around you in the church walking in neglect or needy in some areas, in their spirit or in their soul or in their body? They walk around needy. When you come into this house, when you come in one way, you don't need to leave the way you came. Come on, somebody. You need to leave with something that's changed you and realigned you and caused you to say, oh, I want to see Monday. I want to be in the glory of God. I want to sing and praise the Lord, because the Lord wants to touch me and give me that strength, that fervor, that boldness to say I've been realigned. God is working. He wants your spirit, your body, to be healed. Our emotions are distraught and in chaos because of the world we live in. I like that song. I want that to be a theme song that Jerry sings for us, because for us as a ministry, because our ultimate goal is to see Jesus come. But we need to live our lives like he's coming. Come on, somebody. We need to live our lives like he's coming. He could come before we leave this house this morning. We could come before we wake up in the morning. Are we ready for him to come? Are we in alignment to what he wants to do in these last days until he comes. I can tell you we're not. Oh, don't be so hard on us, preacher. No, some of us are not ready. There are a lot of people that are not ready. They're still misaligned in COVID. No, people don't like me to talk about COVID. But I'm telling you, we need to get ourselves aligned to where COVID doesn't affect us anymore. Oh, it might be something that we have to do, but I'm telling you, there's people in the church, and we need for that to be eradicated out of the body. We need to have alignment to where we're not afraid of COVID. We're not afraid of the financial situation in the church, because we know God, our God will supply. If he'll realign us, he'll realign us to be a recipient of what he has for us, whether it's prosperity, and I believe he's still prospering the church. I believe the church is going to be fine. We're not broke, praise God. God's still blessing the church. He's still blessing you. All you ought to need to raise up your hands and say, let me get alignment to what God wants in my life. Receive what he has for you. Be ready to be a recipient. Be ready to receive what God has for you. And I hear a lot of, here's what I say. The election is coming up. And I heard somebody say, well, the election's coming up and they're doing this and they're doing that. And I don't care. Come on, somebody. What I care about is between me and God. It's not what our arena is, our philosophy is of politics, or even what it is in our mindset of what it is in our finances. We need to give it to God. Realign things with God. Because God is the one that can adjust things. If you're in lack right now, God wants to bring wholeness into your life. If you're thinking, well, he don't know my circumstance. Yes, I do. I've been there. I've gone through that. I'm going to go through something this week with my precious wife. We're going into the doctor. They're going to put a camera up her vein, artery into her heart, and they're going to look. And they're going to see what's there. And I told the Lord, I said, whatever you want to do, Lord, you just do it, praise God. But I'm not afraid of who you are and what you're able to do. You're going to take care of my baby. You're going to take care of my wife. Whatever needs to be done is going to be done. And everything that's been out of alignment is going to get realigned. Whatever you got planned for me is going to happen, praise the Lord. I believe God is able to do what he wants to do in your life. Am I concerned? Of course. But I told the doctor, and he told me, he says, you're people of faith. He said, but I'm just going to go in and look. He said, it might be a shadow. Can anybody in this house believe with me that all it's going to be is just a shadow? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Glory to God, I know that he's able to do that. Yeah. We need to understand, if we're in alignment with God, we got to believe he's able to make the adjustment. He can come out and say, well, we thought we might have to put a stent in, but we didn't find nothing. Come on, somebody shout with me right now. Say, glory to God, it might not be anything. Well, hallelujah. We need to have that kind of anticipation. We need to know that what God says in his word is true. Every time I talk to Robert, he and I just kind of fire off at each other. Sparks fly. Sparks fly because he's reading something. Well, he talked to me, and I said, boy, that brother, I'm just going to preach about that this morning. We're just going to have a good time. You've been reading about it, studying about it, and I'm going to preach it. If you don't know what the Word says, how are you going to receive this? The first thing we need to do, if we're going to be made whole, we need to know what the Word of God says to us, about us, and wants to put in us. I tell people all the time, if your preacher don't preach the word, get out of there. Run as fast as you can. Get out. Because we need the word. Come on, somebody in this house, help me out. We need the word of God. preached with passion from the pulpit. Comes to the word. Made whole. Matthew 9, 21, 22. For she said unto him herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Two things happened. Did you listen to me? Being healed is one thing. Being made whole is something else. She was healed from the issue. Y'all go, I get excited. I'm already excited, Steve. I got to help you get excited. Okay. So she went, and at a time when her body, she had been bleeding, anemic, yes, 12 years, spent all of her money. She needed a touch. She needed an alignment. She needed her body to line up with her faith that said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Not just healed, whole. She was healed when she touched his tassels. But when she got up, he declared her whole. You know what that means? Some people think it's here when they get their moment. When our brother gets his moment this morning, I believe God's going to heal his body. Come on, somebody right now, we know God's going to heal his body. He's going to heal his body, cause his body to mend and be healed. But she when she was touched and God healed her, and he declared something in her that she maybe she was aware of or maybe not. But when she got healed, immediately she knew she was healed because the bleeding stopped. Okay? God healed her. But from that moment, she was able to do something she had not been able to do for 12 years. The priest touched her and said, go home. Come on, somebody. Go home. The place you've been missing, the kids that you haven't been seeing, your life that's been interrupted, I'm going to restore it back. Oh, I'm telling you, the devil thinks he's smart. He thinks he's doing something big. Let me just tell you what he don't know. He don't know that there's healing coming to the church and there's wholeness coming to the church. Well, we're going to walk out of this building and God is going to be God and work in every area of our lives. Oh, somebody ought to give him praise in this house and say, I believe it in the name of Jesus. Whatever has been out of alignment, whatever has been disturbed, that's what Jerry and I have been, that's what God, why God gave me this message. Because we're going to go home, we're going to go through what we have to go through, but I believe God has already gone before us. When we understand this, I got to get this all to you. I just got warmed up, really. Come on, somebody. It takes me longer now to get warmed up than it used to. I'm older now. The Word of God declared 52 times has saved his sozo. The woman in Matthew 9:22 was made whole. We've got to declare this morning, I won't settle for mediocre. I won't settle for just partial, not complete. I want what he promised us in our life. I want what he promised me. I want what he promised my dad. I want what he promised Chris. You know, you look back there, that couple. That's a miracle right there. They both lost their spouse, and they were sad and grieving. And you know what God did? He told them, your life's not over. I'm giving you another person to be in your life. Can somebody say praise the Lord? He always completely and continually watches over our life. It's being made whole. Amen. I celebrate that today. Somebody ought to celebrate that today. You know, there's life after divorce. There's life after sickness and the effects of sickness, the effects of COVID, whatever you may have had to happen in your life. But don't ever settle for just part of what God has given you in your life. Declare that I want life more abundantly. I want what my faith says I can have. Not just enough. She wanted it all. And she left that place different, and we should be the same way. Most Christian churches identify being saved only as having your sins forgiven. God's word does not make any theological distinction between sickness of the spirit and sickness of the body. Man has placed those limitations on the body of Christ. Psalms 103 and 3 says, God will. He who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Iniquities, dealing with sin. Some people, I when I preach in the prison, there's some of those boys, I get up there and preach. And I mean, I preach just like I preach here. For 5 years, we preached in that prison. And I remember one day, the Holy Spirit was all over me. And there was a guy sitting on the front row, and he's a big guy, tattoos, hair, you know, shaved on the sides, and he looked tough, bigger than me, probably a whole lot tougher than me. And I said, some of you, you came in this prison, you came in this service, and you talked about how your mama did you wrong, your daddy did you wrong, something did you wrong, your ex-wife did you wrong, somebody did you wrong. Everybody did you wrong. Let me just tell you, the Holy Ghost gets you and gets a hold of you, and I can't stop it, you know. I just go with the flow. Well, I just got right over in front of him, and he's sitting there, and he's looking at me when his arms are crossed, and I said, and some of you are in a position, and you're just going, wah, wah, wah. And I realized, I opened my eyes, and he looked at me like, mm-hmm. And I said, the Holy Spirit's telling me He wants to change every aspect of your life. I don't care where you came from. He loves you like He loves me. And that big old tough snarling went to a relaxed, tearful, tears building up in his eyes, started running down his cheeks, and he gave his life to Jesus Christ. Well, somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Let me tell you, I don't care how far you've gone, where you've been. My God wants to save you and make you whole. Praise God. Somebody ought to say praise the Lord. We get worried about what we see with all kinds of diseases, monkeypox, COVID, drug addiction, all kind of perversion. God wants to change all of that. God wants to realign us to all of that. Whatever the political arena, you heard me say that, but I just want to tell you there's healing coming. The Lord told me, He said, I'm bringing revival to my church. I'm going to turn the tables over in the church. I'm going to run out that thing that has caused commercialism in the church. I'm running out those that have taken my church and have been a thief in my church. I'm getting rid of the thieves. I'm going to bring in a fresh touch. I'm going to restore my church to be a church of prayer. I'm going to bring an anointing back to my church that's going to revive her and bring her back. And she's going to be a powerful movement in the midst of these last days. Well, somebody ought to shout hallelujah. No matter how big your church, how small your church, God wants to change your church. He wants to realign your church. It's good preaching, ain't it? Not me. It's not me. It's the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, I got the Holy Spirit woke me up this morning. Said, I got a word for my church. And I'll just say this to you. This is not the last time I'm going to preach this. God said He's going to help me and guide me and lead me to preach this wherever I go. Come on, somebody ought to raise your hand and say, praise the Lord, let His word go forth. Let His word and message go before us. Let the ministry of this church be strengthened.
the commission we have committed ourselves to, God is going to complete. We're going to finish the course, finish our race. God would not commission the church to do something contrary to His word. Listen, I hear a lot of people talk about a lot of things, but I'm telling you, if it don't line up with the word, I don't want it. I want it to be in alignment with the word. Ooh, that's good. I have to write that down. Somebody got a pen? No, anyway, let me just tell you, James 5, 13 and 16. It says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Amen. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that they may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, somebody ought to say, praise God, we're a praying people. And we believe in the alignment that comes back to the church when we practice these things. People are afraid. People are afraid to call people up to the front. They're afraid to pray for people in the church. Some people have removed the altar out of the church because they're afraid somebody's going to be offended. They're afraid to talk about sin. There are some ministries that don't even mention sin. Let me just tell you something right now. There's a lot of churches on social media. And many of them need alignment. Realignment. Now I'm not talking down to the church. I'm just telling you they're the church. God loves the church. God loves them. God loves the preacher. But they need realignment. I don't care what the world says. I don't even care if you like me. Come on, you know, I don't mean that ugly. I just mean I'm not here for a talent show. I'm not here to please you. I have to please God first. I have to preach the word so that it brings alignment to the church. And sometimes alignment hurts. Sometimes it causes a noise. Sometimes it does things. It interrupts things that maybe you've got used to. I just want us to see things differently. God wants us to be whole once again. Not fragmented, scattered everywhere. Oh, come on, somebody. There's people that go from one church to the next church to another church. And you need to get planted and serve. Can somebody say that with me? Planted and serve. Amen. Aligned with that ministry. Aligned with what God is doing in that ministry. And serve that ministry with everything that is within you. There's some things that need to happen in the church. Realignment. Sin eradicated. That means that you are going to preach against sin. You're going to preach healing or salvation, wholeness, healing in the body. You see, 1 Thessalonians says it this way, 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved, blameless, unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I want to do. I want to be prepared. I want to be ready. Because I will tell you right now that there are things that God wants to accomplish in the church. And He wants to bring wholeness to the church. Whole here is holos, which means all together. When the body, soul, and spirit are moving in harmony as one healthy, strengthened unit, then we are considered whole. The church needs to reconnect to God's healing covenant, where He says to us in Exodus 15:26, and the Lord said, if you will diligently listen to me, heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in His sight, give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. He is Jehovah Jireh. God will, come on somebody, God Jehovah, amen. Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. Jehovah Shalom,
God will bring peace back into the church. Let me just tell you, God will provide for you. Right now, you need to declare a provision over your house. You need to declare that there's peace, going to be peace in your house. When the devil shows up, when anything that tries to disrupt your house comes in, you need to protect your peace. Somebody in the house of the Lord needs to hear what I'm saying. If it shows up on your doorstep, send it packing. Tell it it can't remain, it can't stay. You're a house of provision, and you're a house of peace. You're going to have the peace of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, in your house. You're the one that's got to do it. How else can the house of the Lord or the house be spoiled unless to bind the strong man? Satan wants to bind the strong man. That's the reason why we have so much misalignment in the home, is because the fathers are out of place. I wasn't going to go there, but let me just go there a little bit. If you're going to have a healthy house, you got to have a man of the house that's whole and healed and spiritual and leading the house. And he's protecting the house. A lot of my challenges came to my grandson yesterday. You have become the priest of this house. You have an integrity and you have a heritage. You must protect. I challenged him that way. I said, now you got a little wife and you better protect her. I mean, come on, somebody. Somebody got to get it out of your mouth and speak it out to your household and to the enemy that tries to come in and disrupt everything in your life, bring a misalignment to your house. I'm preaching to somebody right now. I've gone into houses, and I have felt the presence of God. I have felt the peace of God. And I have gone into houses, and I have felt a cold spirit that's an evil influence. And there was no peace in that house, and I felt it. My spirit bore witness with it. And my discernment was that house had trouble. Let me tell you, we need to get our houses back in order. If you're going to be realigned, realign it in your house. Oh, come on, somebody in the house of the Lord. Let's give the Lord praise. We need to realign our house before you ever go to the church. Jehovah Tsidkenu, God our righteousness. We need to be righteous. Jehovah Shammah, God is present. God present in your house? Do people feel the presence of God when they walk into your home? They should. Come on, somebody. I believe feeling the presence of God is not just when you get here. I don't know why I'm doing this, but let me just tell you right now. I feel like God wants to bring a healing and alignment back to the home. And we are trying to get things right here. Okay, we try to get things right here when we really need to get things right at home first. There's going to be times where you're going to need the assistance of the church. That's why we're here, because we need the body of Christ. We need the church to help us. But if we're going to get things right in our homes, we need to pray. We need to have assistance to pray over the circumstances. We need to talk about what is not going right. That's the reason why that I believe teaching and discipleship is so very important. In fact, my son and I were talking the other day, and as I was talking to him, I felt the Holy Spirit. He said, Dad, he said, I've never felt this before in my life. But he said, I feel God stirring me in a way that I don't believe I'm ever going to be the same. God's doing something in me that I believe is going to change my life. And I told him, I said, and this was already, I just started preaching my message to him. Son, God just wants to realign you. God's realigning you. He's giving you some things that you need to have as an agenda in your life, and they start at home. I want you to turn to your neighbor right now and just say, wholeness starts at home. Let it begin at home. Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. In Hebrew, Rapha, stitching together that has been what has been torn. How many of you here this morning just said, I've been wounded? Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. How many of you felt like you've been wounded? And you know you need what this word has been to you today. I want you to reach over and touch the person next to you. Where two or three are gathered together. In his name,
I want to put things back together again. I want God to realign things in my life. All of us. Father, work in my behalf. Move in my behalf. Touch my life. Touch my children. Oh God, touch our children. Touch our children. This woke generation, this message needs to be stifled. We need to release a word that's going to receive wholeness and healing right now, realignment right now. Just start saying that right now. Realignment by the Spirit of God. Realignment, Lord God. Wholeness, healing. Right now, Lord God, everything that's wrong, turn it around and make it right, Father. Things, strengthen the things that have been weakened. And Lord God, remove that right now. Bring healing and wholeness in Jesus. Come on, somebody. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. He's doing something right now. Healing and wholeness in every house. The thing he's going to do and bring about, it's going to happen right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in Jesus' name. Somebody said to me the other day, said, well, you're struggling. Yeah, I've been struggling. But that hadn't stopped me. Sometimes we struggle. Nobody is exempt in this house from struggle. But that does not mean it needs to stop you. We are in a place where, you know, my kids aren't perfect. My kids have made mistakes. I've made mistakes. We can't walk around like we're perfect because we're not. We can't walk around like we don't have any problems. Come on, somebody. I was telling Clint this. I said, let me tell you something. Revival, if you have revival, guess what? And a harvest, there's going to be a mess in the stalls. Has anybody in this room ever stepped in mess? Yeah, well, when you step in it, you know it. Try to avoid it. It just smears it everywhere. But you need to realize something. A mess is a sign that something's going on. There's a harvest in the field. Listen to me. I want you to listen to me real close. There's going to be a mess in the church. There's always going to be a mess in the church. If you're going to have harvest, you're going to have a mess. And somebody has to be on poop patrol. Come on, somebody. Somebody has to clean up the mess. Get everything cleaned back up and realigned and say, you know what? We're ready for the mess. We're ready for the mess, but great God, there's a harvest in the field and it's coming, and I believe it's coming now, and God, you're going to do something mighty in the midst of our lives in our church. You need to claim it for this church right now. Lord God, deal with the mess. God, you're going to bring harvest into the house. We believe it in Jesus' name. See, Psalms 105 says this. 37. I told you I was going to preach all this, okay? So just help me. Help me. Let me. Okay. He brought them forth also with silver and gold. Did you see that? He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Woo! Imagine that. Is God the same yesterday, today, and forever? Then let me just tell you, whatever's been a mess, whatever's been out of alignment, whatever's been wrong in the church, this thing that they faced, children of Israel, it came from 400 years. It came from 400 years of being in bondage, serving with rigor. They were treated like slaves. But God said, you know what? They're my people, and they're coming out of this. He's telling me the church is coming out of whatever season we have been in, and he's bringing us not one feeble. When we leave this place, when we see Jesus come, we're not going to be hobbling in. We're going to be realigned. We're going to be ready. We're going to have a new song in our mouth. We're going to have a new spirit of the Lord God, and he's going to do mighty things in the midst of us. If you believe that, give the Lord a praise in his house.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to do it for my church. And I'm coming soon. Imagine. There's going to be a shakeup. When this church leaves this world, let me tell you something. That's when true chaos is coming. When the body of Christ leaves this world is going to know it. Now, they might try to explain it away, but they're going to know it. Immediately, what has been held back by the church, the spirit of the church, the power of the church, is going to be unleashed upon the earth. We think we got chaos right now. You don't even know. You can't even imagine in your mind what's about to befall on the world when we leave this place. So here's my warning to you. Be whole. Be aligned. Be ready to leave this place. Realigned and whole. And we have made the best attempt. We've done everything in ministry we can do. And we're not looking back. Come on, somebody. We're not going to be looking back. We've done everything we can do. The Lord is saying to us that we need to realign ourselves so that we can be the impact that we need to be in these last days. Because I believe that he wants the world to see, and what the world needs to see is the church being realigned, the church being made whole, healing and deliverance, people that have been diseased, people that have been in sin, horrible sin, walk out delivered and set free, no longer the same. Let me tell you something. In the early church, we had a little girl, young lady, I should say, in the church. And her mother was a practicing witch. She had three little children. She had a good Christian brother. He attended the church. He was a good guy. On my counsel, he loved his sister. She was in drugs. And this grandmother was a practicing witch and speaking spells over her. Her little life was a mess. She knew right. Her brother had brought her to church. She had been impacted by another grandmother that knew God and did the best she could to help her. But she had been misaligned. She got under the influence of this other grandmother that was being an influence on her life. They told me, I said, I'm going to go see her. He said, no, Pastor, don't you go see her. God had blessed me with a new Cadillac. Jerry and I, our family, we're the first new nice car we'd ever had. And said, don't go see her because she'll spit on you and she'll throw rocks at your car. Well, I said, she better not spit on me and she better not throw rocks at my car. That's what I said. And I said, because I'm going to go see that little girl. I'm going to go see that young lady and invite her to church. So I drove up and I said, Holy Ghost, go before me. I'm not afraid of her. I'm not worried about what she's going to do. Let her line up where I can talk to that young lady. I'll tell you what she did. Brandon, she opened the window or the blinds and she looked out the blinds at me. And the little girl, young lady came out and said, I heard you were coming. I'm glad you came. I said, I want you to be in church on Sunday. She said, well, I don't know if I can be there. I said, you need to be there and bring your babies. You got something for the kids. You need to come. She didn't come. But one night, she showed up. And you could tell, I felt it, Brother Robert, when she walked through the door. The enemy was all over. And that spirit was trying to control her. And I started preaching like I've been preaching this morning. And she started going, making noises while I was preaching. And I remember the Holy Spirit got all over me. And I knew God wanted to do something in her life. I said, you know what? God is more powerful
His name is above every other name, and every spirit that's in this house is contrary to that. I tell you, you're bound right now. You can speak no longer. Receive what the Lord has said in this house. And that little girl, let me just tell you what happened to her. She's looking at, she's doing it, making all that noise, and all of a sudden she fell out in the pew. She fell out. I heard a bump on the pew. You know, I remember how close we used to put them together? Anyway, she hit her head going down. And I thought, dear Lord, hope she's okay. I just kept preaching. And I walked over there. Walked over there. When I walked over there and stood over the in the middle of the pew, I watched her look up at me and smile, tears running down her face, hands raised, and God set her free and delivered her. Let me just tell you right now, God wants to realign the church and bring deliverance back in the church, bring wholeness back in the church, healing back in the church, salvation back in the church. He wants to bring it back, praise God. Not cold, not indifferent, not lukewarm, but fire on fire for God. Somebody stand to your feet and say, I want to be realigned in wholeness and healing and in power. Praise the Lord God. Oh, come on, somebody give the Lord a praise. Celebrate the word of God in this house today. Alignment to wholeness. Woo! It's all right. I don't know what that was, but everybody in this house, I don't want anybody to leave this place like he came. If you want to play something, worship, music or something over the, you can do that this time. Sound lady, sound person, whoever. It's okay. It's all right. Hey, it's okay, man. We want to have some praise and worship music. But I want to do something. I want us to have a time to practice what we preach. Anybody in the house need to be realigned? Anybody? Anybody need to be realigned in the house? Come on, somebody. Bye. I want us to believe that God's going to do something right now.
Amen. Amen.
Might be a lot of different areas. Oh. Might be a lot of different things to say. Oh. I just don't know. Every time we try to make a move and stand up for something,
yes,
the devil tries to knock our feet out from underneath us.
Yes.
You made a stand several months ago. You got yourself realigned. When we get things together, let me just tell you, the devil's a liar. I talk about Shakai. He's a liar. And he wants to bring a new day and a new season.
Yes.
He wants to bring prosperity.
Yes.
Remove that heaviness that's been on you, that yes. burden that you don't feel like can get rid of. Right now, in the name of Jesus, it's going to go. You ready for it to go right now? Just raise your hands right now. Realignment, Father, right now. In the name of Jesus. Hold up, I shall tell you. Hey! Hold up, so to you. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Realignment. Devil, you're a liar. Whatever you're trying to do, whatever you're trying to accomplish in this house, you are going to fail. You're defeated right now. But you have no power. You have no strength in this house, Lord God. Right now we ask for everything that you desire to do and have poured into DJ to do and April to do. Lord God, let it be done. Let there be power and boldness in this house. Drive out everything that's evil, everything that's undone, everything that's trying to disrupt peace. God, right now in the name of Jesus, bring peace right now and wholeness right now and healing right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Healing, wholeness, healing. Hold, I can't talk about shut up. Healing, wholeness right now. In that leg right now. Right now. Lord God, these vessels, these veins. Father, right now, circulation, realign. For Chris right now, God. Right now, he caught up on short to healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. The mighty name of Jesus. Father, right now, you know what needs to be done. Father, you know that right now you've already given her
that anticipation of healing. You've already given her faith, Lord God, to declare it. So right now, I pray that it be done in Jesus' name. Healing right now in Jesus. I need somebody to help me right now. Say healing in Jesus' name right now in this land. Right.